Welcome to the show, John Burtka from the Grand River Brewery this morning. Thank you for joining us, John.
Good morning, Steve. I'm greetings from the placid shores of Lake Leanne in beautiful Hillsdale County.
All right, down in Hillsdale. So we're that testing out that cell phone signal.
So, we know there's nothing wrong with Greg's text fingers because I got about 10 texts from him reminding him that we'll be on today at 7:35 or whatever.
Trust me, I'm appreciative for him doing that, too, because with everything else I'm trying to do here, he was kind enough to make sure he lined up all the interviews for this morning, so I do appreciate his efforts.
Yeah, so he is, I can attest that he's alive and well.
Sharp as a tack, as always. Yeah. Well, John, so the Grand River Brewery, give us, I don't know how the last time somebody heard this, but give us a little background as how the brewery was created and has come to the position it's in now.
Wow. Okay. So we had started about 17 years ago, Cherry Creek Winery, and we started up in Parma with a vineyard up there. And then we opened up down on US 12 with the old schoolhouse and additional vineyards. And we decided we were going to branch out a little bit. So we leased the old St. Julian wine tasting room, which used to be a Stuckey's up on I-94 and North Concord Road, and we started Sleeping Bear Winery when one of my neighbors, a great guy named Ben Tackett, came to me and said, you know, I'm interested in trying a brewery. So I said, well, come on board, and we'll build a brewery in the back, and we'll see how it goes. Because one of the things about wineries is, a lot of things slow down, restaurants and breweries in January and February, but wineries just about stop.
Sure. People
drink wine in those months, but they don't go to wineries. So we thought, yeah, that'd be a good way to round out, our sales. So we started it, and it was pretty successful. We had a lot of fun there, and we decided we need a bigger location. So we found the old Cool's Bell Tower, which was, at the time, I think there was less than 50% of the buildings in downtown Jackson, the retail was occupied, and Cool's Bell Tower was it was closed up, it was overgrown, it was graffitied, and we decided to come in there and totally renovate that and turn that into a brewery, a winery, a distillery, and a made from scratch restaurant. So that's about, I think, 7 years now. And the first year we opened, everybody said we're crazy, but the local community came out and supported us, and we made it through our first year, and then just have been continuing.
Yeah, you guys kind of got it right in there at the beginning of that kind of craft brewery, craft beer. I don't want to say fad, because I think it's more than that. But kind of a shift in people's beer consumption, and you guys were right there to seize on that. And you don't do it unless you've got good product. So I hear nothing but good things about the beers down there, and I've had nothing but good experience either.
Well, we've got we've won different awards in national competitions for the beers, and I think the beers are very solid, and we get a lot of compliments on that. And we get people that drive in from all parts of the state, and even from Ohio and Indiana, and we get Chicago people that come in, and a lot of people come in for the beer, and they also like the fact that we make all our food from scratch. We bake our own buns, our own bread for the sandwiches, we smoke our own meats, we make our own sauces, people are want to know where their food comes from. They want to know where their beer comes from. There's a bit of nostalgia to the old pub days in Europe that led over into the immigrants coming over and the local corner bar. And, all those, was that kind of feel was sort of lost. And I think people, we hit it at the right time when people were longing for some sense of community and some sense of home. And at Grand River Brewery, we've kind of filled a little bit of a niche there, and we have political rallies from both parties. We have funerals, weddings, retirement parties, in Bible studies. We even, when we first opened, West Winds even used to have church there on Sunday nights.
I heard about that. I remember somebody around here at some point telling me they were attending regularly.
Yes, so it's been a real blessing for us. It's exactly what I had in mind when Denise and I first started it.
We recently got a mention on a widely viewed telecast, and that was the governor mentioning you in her press conference about your contributions of hand sanitizer.
Yeah, that was a surprise. you know, we have, I mean, it wasn't a really huge thing. It was, you know, we're doing like a lot of people and pitching in and doing whatever they can. And uh-huh. So we turned some of the neutral grain spirits that we had in the sanitizer, and so far it's gone to a hospital up in Marquette. It's gone to Allegiant. It's gone to Hillsdale Hospital, the Hillsdale Sheriff, Michigan Department of Corrections, and we have some more that we're working on to go out. So we're doing it on a donation basis, just to give back to the community and fill a need. We had some materials there, and we were able to repurpose those for that. So, you know, it wasn't a huge thing, but it was, you know, I'm really impressed seeing how everybody's kind of helping out and pitching in.
Yeah, and the brewery itself, the restaurant and stuff has been closed down. Kind of let us know where you're at there, because I hear you might be opening the doors again soon.
Well, you know, thanks to a lot of community-minded people like the Dreammaker Foundation and Eric and Patty Poppy and the local Farm Bureau agencies, the Eric Beta Family Group, that has kind of pushed us to reopen. I can tell you that Grand River is scheduled to reopen on May 1st for carryout, and you know, we can carry out the beer, the spirits, the great food that we have, can order online, and we can do curbside delivery. And then Denise's restaurant, Veritas, we're going to open for carryout sushi and soups and salads starting this Tuesday. So, you know, we're getting back in the swing of things. But I think I'd really like to mention what Eric Beta and Farm Bureau is done. They've given three different restaurants, which is Chilango's, Veritas, and Grand River, $4,000 each. They sent us each a check, and that's to prepay for 160 $25 meal vouchers. And so those meals go to Farm Bureau customers and also the first responders. So, you know, some of these Farm Bureau customers can present the voucher that was sent to them by the Beta Family Group, or if you're a frontline worker, such as a doctor, nurse, or law enforcement, or EMT, just present your work ID, and you'll get $25 towards the purchase of food at Grand River and at Veritas and at Chilango. So it's really a nice boost to start things off. And it was a great thing. And we also have Eric Laplin and Marshall, who's done the same thing with Grand River Brewery over in Marshall. So there's a lot of stories like that of some great community-minded people doing things to help kickstart normalcy back.
John, what's your favorite flavor of beer over there at the brewery?
Well, you know, it has to be 313 Polish Lager.
All right, that's fair. All right, well, hey, I appreciate you calling in this morning, and any last thoughts before we disconnect?
No, I just, I'm really positive. My best guess is that we're probably going to see restaurants reopen, God willing, on June 1st, and we'll probably be with a limited seating, maybe 50% capacity. But you know, at Grand River, we've got those three large outdoor decks and the event space, so you know, we'll be able to do social distancing really well when that happens. But I'll tell you what, in hard times like this, you know, we were personally able to get through with the help of some good friends that I mentioned, and also our faith in the Lord. So I'm confident that, you know, and really pleased to see what's going on in Jackson. We're really getting a sense of community with everybody that's helping out, and I'm confident that better times will be ahead very soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate the positivity. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day. John Bertka from the Grand River Brewery.